Augustus's reforms inaugurated 2 centuries of peace within the province of Asia, and it brought great prosperity to many cities within that region. And one city in particular we'll focus on right now, the city of Ephesus. Now, we've seen Ephesus on and off in these lectures. We talked about it being founded about 1000 BC by Greek colonists from Athens. We talked about the great temples of the 6th century BC being created by Croesus. And we talked about Alexander the Great's involvement in a rebuilding of that temple. Well, Augustus recognized that Ephesus was a notable city, and in fact, he made Ephesus the provincial capital of the province of Asia. Excavations have been going on at Ephesus for 2 centuries by the Austrians, and a visit to this city is perhaps one of the great highlights of visiting modern Turkey. And today one can walk down one of the main streets of Ephesus, a street that has the nickname the Curetes Street, and you get an impression of what life must have been like in Ephesus during the 1st and 2nd centuries AD. Really, it's a vivid testimony of how much the city thrived during that period. The street is marble paved and lined on either side with statue bases. The statues themselves, for the most part, are gone, but the inscriptions on the bases tell us that these statues were of leading citizens of Ephesus that had done things for the city. It became a great honor to serve your city, to build things for the city, to pay for celebrations, for holidays, for religious ceremonies. And citizens who served their city were honored by a statue set up in a public place. So as one walked down the street, one could see on either side the great citizens that had helped the city of Ephesus. Now, as you progress down the street, and the street is actually on a hill, and you go down the hill, on one side of the street is an enormous fountain built in honor of the Emperor Trajan, who ruled in the early 2nd century AD. Here, the citizens could get water in a public place, fresh water piped in by aqueduct, and the fountain itself was lavishly decorated with an image of the great Emperor Trajan. Just beyond that, one could visit the exquisite tiny temple of Hadrian. Hadrian, the emperor who succeeded Trajan, ruling from about 118 to 138 AD, was one of the great emperors of the Roman world, at least from the provincial perspective, because Hadrian loved the eastern provinces and traveled there frequently. And when he would visit these provinces, he invariably would build things that the provincials needed. For example, Hadrian visited Ephesus twice, once in AD 123 and once in AD 129, and each time he donated funds for the improvement of the city. He was particularly concerned with the upkeep of the harbor, knowing that rebuilding the harbor would keep the finances of the city healthy.